This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Story from the Highland Park Parade, actually a lot of them, but this was somebody who survived, who is now paralyzed at just 8 years old. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, let's start in the courtroom first. Derek Chauvin is going to serve 245 months in federal prison for violating George Floyd's civil rights. Yeah, this is not done. The former Minneapolis cop got that sentence today. The senior U.S. District Court Judge Paul Magnuson sentenced him to that amount of months, subtracted 7 for the time served, and said this sentence should send a strong message that the Justice Department stands ready to prosecute law enforcement officers who use deadly force without basis. Without basis. The Assistant Attorney General Christian Clark said while no amount of prison time can reverse the tragic consequences of Chauvin's violent actions, we hope that this sentence provides some small measure of justice for the families and communities impacted. Now, as part of an agreement with prosecutors, he pleaded guilty in December to federal charges of depriving Floyd of his civil rights. He could have faced up to life in prison if he had been convicted at trial. He also pleaded guilty and admitted that in a separate case he violated the civil rights of a 14-year-old in 2017 by using excessive force. That man filed a lawsuit in June against him and the city of Minneapolis. So this was interesting because I don't know that we really heard from him before. He said, I wish them all the best in their life and that they'll have excellent guidance in the rest of their life. As he briefly addressed Floyd's children in court. So, wow. You know, prosecutors had asked for that 25-year sentence, but did not have that happen. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons is going to decide what facility, because that's going to be tough, that he's going to be housed in ultimately. So remember, this goes back to the sentencing in June of 2021 on state charges of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in that killing of Floyd. So how about that? Like I said, just when you thought you didn't know what was still going on, this was the other part of this that happened. All right, this was very big. In fact, it's been Hollywoodized several times. There are a couple of movies made about this story. Theranos, you remember that name, Theranos? If you don't, I'm going to tell you what it was about. But Sonny Balwani, who was a CEO of the failed blood testing startup Theranos, that's what the company was, and was the ex-boyfriend of founder Elizabeth Holmes, was found guilty of defrauding investors and patience. This was a long trial. It started in March, the opening statements, and it just wrapped up. There was 4 days of deliberations. And remember, this was the company that got massive attention. It's so brilliant, so innovative. Can you imagine if we could go and get these easy peasy blood tests and it could determine in at Walgreens that we had cancer, that we had something else. But, of course, the machines did not work. Balwani was pretty motionless and not very emotional when they read what the jury had decided. In a statement outside of the courthouse, the U.S. attorney thanked the jurors for navigating through the complex issues presented by the case. And now it's a question of sentencing. And as to what he will get, he faces up to 20 years in prison, a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count of wire fraud and each conspiracy count. Like I said, this was a crazy story where Elizabeth Holmes, who founded Theranos, was 19 years old. And the whole idea was creating a cheaper, more efficient alternative to traditional blood testing. a goal she said she was inspired by because of her own fear of needles. Then the startup claimed to have developed technology capable of testing for a range of conditions, including cancer and diabetes. Just a few drops of blood, that would be it. It would be miraculous if that could happen. Theranos raised $945 million from investors, including a lot of well-known people like Rupert Murdoch and Walmart's Walton family. And they had big partnerships with a lot of retailers, and that included Walgreens, and that it all came crashing down. There was a Wall Street Journal investigation into the startup that it showed that there were holes in the testing methods and that the technology wasn't there, the capabilities weren't there. And then this is the road to the courthouse all these years later, and both of them will be sentenced because Holmes had her own case, and she's going to be sentenced as well and could face something similar to what Balwani is looking at. It's a very, very strange, strange story. And one, like I said, that has been Hollywoodized because the story was just too juicy and unbelievable that she just would turn one tale after another, after another, after another, until it finally all blew up on her. Sad news today about someone I really enjoyed his acting, James Caan. I just saw The Godfather again for like the 50th time, and he was certainly known for his role as Sonny in The Godfather, but he had a big, juicy part in Misery, and also Elf. He was very funny in that. He died at the age of 82. The family announced that he died on the evening of July 6th. They didn't disclose a cause of death. I think one of the very first roles that he had that people remember him in, as you could go back and watch this, is he was Chicago Bears halfback Brian Piccolo in Brian's Song in the early 70s that came out. And that chronicled Piccolo's real-life battle with terminal cancer and drew a lot of praise for the treatment of the relationship between him and his teammate Gail Sayers. And then The Godfather was the film he made after that one, and he had a very clever sense of humor, I think, and was very good in many, 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 many roles that he played, and he would pop up in movies every once in a while where I didn't realize he was part of the acting crew, and he always had some kind of juicy part, I think, and he was very, very talented. So rest in peace, Sonny. Ooh. And, you know, he's got members of his family in the business, including his son, who was in Hawaii 5-0, Scott Caan, and he did a role, I think, in that, maybe made an appearance anyway in that show, Hawaii 5-0. Certainly there's much more going on coming up in this hour. We've got a mailbox, lots of you with plenty to say always. It's filled to the brim. And we haven't done one of these in a while, a mic drop moment that will just make you shake your head in disbelief, complete disbelief. But coming up on the flip side, travel lately? You liking the airlines these days? Anyone offer you $10,000 for a flight? That really happened.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
If you're going to make it from A, B, or to C, can you imagine getting on a flight that had two stops? Oh, forget about it. So these problems continue with the airlines. It all started with the pandemic. We know that because the airlines and airports laid off thousands of workers during one of their worst crises ever. And now they're scrambling to get pilots back. What about air traffic control? How can the airlines fix that? Scheduling flights and then having problems with air traffic control. There's even been several routes that have just been evaporated by some of the airlines saying, yeah, we're not flying there anymore because they can't get there because they have all these problems with workers. And, of course, the airlines have really pushed some of the blame for flight problems to the FAA, saying, you know, that reference, the FAA said they referenced, listen, you got money. So you got money back. So don't blame us for all these delayed flights and all of these problems that you're having. And we certainly know that it's not going to improve overnight. I mean, it's going to be nasty. There's going to be cancellations. It's going to be rough summer. We're halfway through it. It was Armageddon this past July 4th weekend for so many people. And they knew it, right? So there were people that went by car, like AAA predicted 42 million, give or take. But, you know, 3.5 million that were flying over the weekend, airline fares are up. But people don't care about the airline fares being up. They care about getting there. I mean, they might like the cheaper flights, but if you can guarantee that you can get there, I think that's the bigger thing for most people. So over the weekend, this past weekend, and we're coming up on another weekend, the flights were canceled. There were delays of over 4,300 and 600-700 planes that just were canceled, and that means you scramble and you try to figure out something else you're going to do. Then, oh yeah, there's this other problem. If you don't know how to AirTag a bag and you have an Apple phone, you need to learn that. The airports, a lot of the airports, baggage sorting, well, one of them for sure, but this has happened on a couple of them. There were so many people that were flying to Paris Americans because they had gotten a cheaper ticket. And the airport's baggage sorting system at Charles de Gaulle Airport had a huge technical malfunction. 15 flights left without luggage. 1,500 bags were on the ground. And then there were about 1,300 flights overall that also had various things that happened with bags. So there was a massive breakdown. And, oh, yeah, they also had the problem that we're having here in the United States, but they had something extra. They had an aviation strike going on. So that was a big, big problem. And here in the United States, the Department of Transportation says that airlines have lost or mishandled, ready for this fat number, 21% more bags this year than last year. Ever lose a bag? That happened to me when I was in Miami, where it was before I was getting married. It was a big deal. I had to have things for a party and, you know, whatever. And we get there, and my bag arrives the next day at 4 in the morning. They're ringing the doorbell at 4 in the morning. I mean, at least I got it the next day. But people are reporting all kinds of wacky nonsense, including, and I have to ask all of you this, if you were sitting in an airport lounge and you're about to get on a flight and all of a sudden you hear over the loudspeaker that we're willing to pay $10,000, willing to pay $10,000 if you will give up your flight. That's what Delta did. They offered 10 grand to passengers to give up seats on an overbooked flight. That's an incredible amount of money for the inconvenience of taking a later flight. That is a big inconvenience. But they were still getting you on another flight. Wow. I think this is the exception of where I'm going to risk it and I'm going to take 10 grand. But people turned it down. That's why probably the number got so high. So they were, two passengers were definitely offered that. 10 grand. And you know where it happened? It happened at a small airport at Gerald R. Ford International Airport in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A Delta flight to Minneapolis was overbooked. So they announced right before takeoff. And so this wasn't just one or two people. That eight people, they were looking for eight people willing to give up their seat on the flight, and they were offering 10 grand. 10 grand. I mean, I thought that was a joke. $10,000. That is a lot of money. If the later flight could still get you to where you're going at a reasonable amount of time, it seems like it would be ridiculous not to take it, right? But there were people that then got in fights with their spouses because they didn't take the money. Take the money, dummy. No, I don't want to take the money. And I would be very, 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 very tempted. Initially, they offered 5 grand. Then they raised it to 7,500. And then they raised it to 10,000. And then plus what the flight attendant said when they made the announcement, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They said it's going to be paid immediately via Apple Pay or a Visa gift card. So 4 people took the money. Only 4, because the others weren't going to do it. Because, I mean, here's the thing. You could have, if you could rent a car and get, how much would that cost, blah, 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 you would have saved tons of money. I mean, you could have even rebooked a private plane. You could have gathered together and rebooked a a private plane. But what I think is really hilarious is that obviously people weren't willing to do it because they upped the ante. You go in from 5 to it then being doubled to 10. This is the world we live in. I'm just saying. It's the world we live in. All right, this is a strange flight story and it has nothing to do with our predicaments with commercial airline flights. But I was reading this story. It was in The Sun. This Thomas Mantell, he's just 25 and he was a war hero, but he was killed in a plane crash because he was supposedly scrambling to chase down a UFO. And here it is 75 years later, and his family wants answers because now they're getting contradicting stories. The official story is that he flew too high in a plane, ran out of oxygen while chasing a weather balloon, but it didn't. The grandson and the rest of the family, when they started to talk about it, it didn't make any sense. So they've been asking questions because they tried to say, I guess in the report way back when, that he was kind of like a maverick in Top Gun. He was a flyboy and he was doing what he did. But they're saying no. I mean, he was a decorated World War II veteran who had been awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross for his heroics and even served on D-Day, right? So here he was in a P-51 Mustang, and it mysteriously fell out of the sky. So some witnesses described the shape in the sky as a 300-foot disc. Others say it was a flaming red cone trailing a gaseous green mist, but it was an unknown object at Fort Knox, and it was reported in January of 1948, a mysterious shape in the sky, spotted by cops, then airmen stationed in the base's control tower. So can you imagine the sighting was in the middle of kind of what they call UFO fever. It was 6 months after the Roswell incident and the first modern sighting by a pilot. I would be so curious if I was his family. I would just keep pushing to see what I could find out. I guess there were other pilots that were pursuing as well, and they kind of peeled off. But he went all the way up toward the disc, 20,000 feet, and then all contact was lost with him. Wow. I am very curious about that. I don't blame this family for asking a lot of questions. All right, you had some questions. That's coming up next as we hit the mailbag.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We are learning more about the 21-year-old suspect in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting who showed no emotions during his virtual court appearance. Highland Park Police Department Chief Lou Jogman.
There was quite a bit of pre-planning that went into it, and he was quite motivated to carry out the attack. And he indiscriminately fired at the crowd of people and, struck people at random.
Investigators say Robert Cremo III took aim and fired 83 rounds at spectators from a rooftop, stopping to reload his rifle. Then he made a run for it in women's clothing, leaving his gun behind. After an 8-hour manhunt, Cremo was captured and confessed. He's being held without bond, and more charges are expected to be filed against him in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration has advised the emergency use authorization for Paxlovid, allowing for authorized state licensed pharmacists to prescribe the Pfizer antiviral medication to eligible patients. Paxlovid is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 infections in adult and pediatric patients with positive results who are at risk for progression to severe COVID-19, including hospitalizations or death. It has been cleared for use and available for free in the U.S. since December. More information about Operation North Star is being issued.
Members of the U.S. Marshals Service and other members of law enforcement are sharing more information about a June initiative titled Operation North Star. LeDron Reynolds says the operation was concentrated on fugitives who committed violent offenses such as homicide, sexual assault, and robbery.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Ton of mail from all of you. Thanks for that. 24/7, you can send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Let's go to this one. This one is from Malcolm. And Malcolm says, hey, Kate, I've been listening to this show for, gosh, probably a decade now. I am here in Iowa. And I'll tell you, boy, listening to some of what happened, what was said by the survivors of what went on at that Highland Park parade is just chilling and so scary. People going to celebrate and ending up with dead relatives and running from bullets, just trying to figure out ways to dodge what was coming their way. And so many kids were hit. And I'm wondering if you know more of what's happening with these families, because certainly there are a lot of people in America that are reaching out to try to figure out ways to do whatever they can to lift up the spirits of those people who have to be just really still in shock. Oh, I think the nation is in shock, but imagine if you were there in that community. Yeah, I mean, I said at the top, there was an 8-year-old boy. He was somebody who was hit at the Highland Park, you know, July 4th of July parade. He was with his parents and his brothers, and he's paralyzed from the waist down, but he's still in critical condition too, by the way. He's on a ventilator and whatnot. It's the family, it's the Roberts family, and the kid's name was Cooper Roberts, and he was shot in the chest and had a bunch of other injuries, including a, of course, severed spine. His mother was hit as well. She had a couple of surgeries. She was shot in the leg and somewhere in the foot. but she was in a hurry after the surgeries, of course, to get by her son's side. So there was a GoFundMe campaign that's set up, and that's well over $500,000 so far for that family. And you see the pictures of them, just little toe-headed cutie pie, you know, liked baseball, was playing Little League and riding his bike and doing all of that. And he just was like everybody else with his in that area with his family at the parade. And when the chaos ensued, he was absolutely one of the people that that was hit. And there's more details coming out about how premeditated this was and the fact that, you know, the stories of the people and the 2-year-old who was orphaned because his parents died. They were shot. That was one of the big stories that came out originally right away. And then there are people that survived that are talking about the surgeries already that they're having and the things that, you know, happen to them. I mean, it's like you're safe nowhere is the sad thing. And we've had lots of experts on with active shooting and how do you deal with it. We've had some incredible experts, and we'll have more on again. I think there are great tips, but, I mean, there's only so much you can do. I think about it. I used to go to the Mummers Parade in Philly, and, you know, you're just a sitting duck when something like this happens. And unless somehow somebody is stopped ahead of time, how are you stopping this, right? There's the quick response, but there's the rapid fire and bullets that are sprayed all over the place. People just were falling over. That's what witnesses described it as. It was like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Just, hey, they happened to get hit when they got hit in the wrong area and they fell like dominoes. And it could have been even worse, but bad enough. All right, let's move on to another one. This is from Cameron. And Cameron says, Kate, rip James Caan. Wow. He was one of the best parts in The Godfather in playing opposite Al Pacino as the brother. And what a scene when he was murdered by a rival mob crew. It still holds up, and that was a movie from the 70s. I wasn't even born when they made this movie, and all of my friends have watched it. Who doesn't know The Godfather, right? Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned some of the other things that he was in, too. What's interesting is that I didn't realize this till I saw something recently about the making of the Godfather. I watched a series on that. It was called The Offer. But the director, Francis Ford Coppola, he was a classmate of James Caan's. So they were classmates at Hofstra University. And I guess he moved to L.A. grew up in New York, moved to L.A. in the early 60s to do the film career thing, and Coppola gave him a role in one of his first movies in the 60s, and so they knew each other, and he fought to give him this role in The Godfather of the brother, Sonny, and I think he's, like I said, done many, many, many roles, but that's one that he's remembered for. So, yes, rip to James Caan, for sure. Amanda says, Kate, wow, I had a great 4th of July weekend until I heard the story about those people in Illinois. I feel so awful for those mothers, grandmothers, fathers, brothers, etc. You look at the stories of the people, and it just makes your heart break that on a holiday when you're with family, they're covered in blood and they're coming up with funeral plans or they're praying by the bedside of somebody. This has got to stop. You know, we, of course, could always have these kinds of things happen and have happened in the past. But at the incredible rate that we're seeing now, we have a mental health crisis and a mental health crisis with disillusioned, disconnected young men because it's always the same guy in some way. It is. I mean, you know, you look 18, 20, 21, and always kind of in that range. I mean, certainly not suggesting that every mass shooting is that, but most come down to that, right? And then you hear the stories that they were the oddball or the loner or the opposite. Occasionally you hear the story, oh, no, popular guy, everybody liked him. But usually it's the other. You know, they were very, very, very isolated. Very isolated, right? All right, how about this one from Brad? Kate, what's going to happen to that WNBA superstar who had some pot in her bag and now is in chains in Russia? She was in court, and I guess she pled guilty. The U.S. is supposedly pushing for her release, but what's the realistic expectation there? Well, I think it's going to be tough to get her release, especially with the relationship and what's going on in the war that Russia's having with Ukraine, their invasion. So you're talking about Brittany Griner, and she is a superstar. She's a two-time U.S. Olympic basketball gold medalist. So she pled guilty to drug charges in that Russian court, and the State Department, our State Department, has classified her as wrongfully detained, but she faces up to 10 years in prison with this charge, right? Look, she was a Phoenix Mercury player, and she was, again, a big player for Team USA in the Olympics, and of course, people are calling for her release. And is she a political pawn? Yes! Yes, she is. She was hoping, I think, for leniency, and that's why she pled guilty. And that was her decision. According to her Russian legal team, just to take, you know, full responsibility. But the trial is expected to end around the beginning of August. And, you know, she's been there for a while. She was arrested in February at the airport. February. And they found cannabis oil in her luggage. And in the off season, like many of the women, and sometimes the guys are doing this too, she was playing in Russia. So she's been held since then on drug smuggling charges. And Griner says she did not intend to commit a crime, that she hadn't meant to carry drugs in her luggage, that it was the result of her packing in a hurry, in a hurry. But you know what? There's a 99% conviction rate in Russian criminal cases. So, what are the odds, right, that they're going to show mercy with her? And they've talked about a prisoner swap. But who knows if that is going to happen or not. The realistic possibility of that is shrinking. Shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. And there's been a lot of people that have pled with the president to do something to help. But is Putin really going to be in the mood to help while there's this very strained relationship going on? I don't think so. It's got to be the strangest thing for her to sit there in that Russian prison. All right, I've said it a couple times now, but I'll say it again because people always ask. 24/7, send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here on my show America Tonight. So it's Kate Delaney. Thanks as always for hanging with us. Buckle up, you're going to love this one. Imagine a 7-year-old dog, man's best friend, walking with you on a trip around the world. Yeah, 7-year-old dog, a rescue pup, Savannah, trekked 29,826 miles. That's a real mic dropper. Tom Turkix from New Jersey, he decided that he was going to do this trip. He was going to trek around the world, and he was going to do it with a dog. So he rescued a pup from an adoption center in Austin, Texas, and he went almost 30,000 miles around the world. He is the 10th person to do it, and Savannah is the first dog to ever do it. 4 months into his solo journey, he thought it would be nice to have a dog with him, and that's what happened. And he said, besides the companionship, she really protected him. And that they spent so much time together because you camp in strange places. He said it was nice to have someone, something beside him to share everything. And that it, he liked dogs from the time he was a kid. So he saved, he went to school, paid off loans, lived at home for 8 years before he could do the journey. And he said it has dominated his life for like 15 years. He knew he wanted to do it. And he actually had a pretty big Instagram following for something like this. And his Instagram handle is End the World Walk. So he would take all these pictures along the way of these cool places that he was seeing. And they really were some amazing spots that he went to. How he did pull this all off. I mean, he said that people helped him out in every country. And I love what he said. And this is the other uplifting part about this. He said 99.9% of the people are good. He said, I have a lot of faith after this, a lot of trust. Like, it was so good because he saw incredible places in the world that people were incredible to him and his dog, Savannah. Who doesn't like a dog? Well, there are some people that don't like dogs, but good for you, Tom and Savannah. I love it. And you know what? He grew up in an area really close to where I grew up, and they showed this big balloon arch where he was finishing his journey in Haddon Township, New Jersey, where he walked through the arch with Savannah. And I think that is really cool that he did have a companion with him, and he picked a good one for sure. Now on a more sour note, Abe Shinzo, who is the former Japanese Prime Minister, was giving a campaign speech, and he was shot. I guess his heart stopped, and there wasn't any vital signs, and he was shot in the back, and they have a suspect and a weapon. They had a shotgun. They found a shotgun. So his shooting is dominating the headlines, of course, in Japan, and he was a huge ally of the U.S., huge ally of the United States. So sad story there that he's out giving a speech, and then that's, you know, what happens. There's a lot of really strong, because of him, a lot of really strong Japanese-U.S. ties. And he's responsible for that, for really trying to cement that in his time in office. All right, a couple of other really interesting things that are happening around the U.S. A perfect place to end this first hour. You know how you always see these recordings of whatever's happening with traffic stops and whatnot? In Arizona, recordings within 8 feet of police are going to be illegal under this new law. So you can't take those close-range recordings. It was signed into law by Governor Ducey on Wednesday. And it was sponsored by State Rep John Kavanaugh. And basically, it's illegal for anyone within 8 feet of law enforcement activity to record police. They could face a misdemeanor, but only after being verbally warned and continue to record anyway. Because you think about that and what happens, I say this all the time, we are all mini videographers. You could be a 95-year-old, I don't care who you are, if you know how to press record and you know how to take a video, whatever you're doing or whatever you hear or whatever's happening, you can take videos. And we've seen a lot of those videos. Kavanaugh said it was meant to protect officers from potential harm or distraction outside of the incident that they were involved in. And initially they said a 15-foot restriction, and then they amended that to 8 feet. But a lot of people, including First Amendment experts, are opposing the bill. They say it's unconstitutional. It's not specific. It grants police too much discretion. I don't know. What do you think? We're doing an unofficial poll. Yay or nay? Thumbs up or thumbs down? I mean, look, bystander videos are a common staple now, especially of police. They're very common. And sometimes it shows police misconduct. Certainly it was instrumental in the case against Derek Chauvin, who we talked about at the top of the show, who was filmed killing George Floyd and then ultimately was convicted for his murder. So there's an incident that people saw again and again and again, which was recorded from somebody's phone. How about this? There is a crisis at the border in Texas, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott, in an executive order on Thursday, directed Texas National Guard soldiers and Texas Department of Public Safety troopers to slap them on any illegals crossing into Texas without any kind of legal authorization and return them to the border. He said he took the action because of what he called the Biden administration's inability to control surging illegal immigration from Mexico. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol folks said that the feds had processed 200,000, let me say it again, 200,000 migrants for expulsion in the southwestern part of the United States. Wow. Seems like a lot. Just that's May. So the governor is blaming Biden and saying if they still had Title 42, which was a Trump policy, which turned away asylum seekers on the grounds it would help curb the spread of COVID-19. So the feeling is that cartels are emboldened by the open border policies. In fact, they have a name for it. They call it La Invitation, or the invitation, to cross the border without authorization. Yeah. I mean, there's even a $4 billion Operation Lone Star, which sent 10,000 National Guard troops to the border on extended deployments. They beefed up the presence of DPS troopers. And then where they have permission, they're putting up pieces of fence to have a better chance of blocking people from coming over, right? So the statistics are very, very ugly. I mean, look, in Tijuana, where they have lots of problems, even they're telling Americans not to go over to Tijuana because it's a scary place and you are risking being kidnapped. My goodness, that used to be like the easiest place to go over. If you're in San Diego, yeah, let's go over to Mexico. Not now, because who knows if you are coming back, if you heed the warnings. Music means I got to get off the stage. Thanks to all of you for listening, and thanks to my man Alex Kay for his excellent work on this show. Make it count, everybody.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Pauti Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.